Are we recording? Is anyone recording?
Yes,
we're being recorded. Would you like to call me in order for the recording?
Yes, the meeting is called to order. We'll take a break and call the roll.
Ken Aaron.
There you go.
Okay, so we need a quorum call. I mean, that's on.
Ken!
Chuck Anderson.
Versus Spencer.
Andre Andrew. Warm and friendly,
please come on back. Ken. Can we have a quorum?
Rodrigo Agueta. Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Persong. John Poncho.
Present.
John DiCimio.
Here.
Ariana Gladden.
Here.
Tej Raywall. Leonard Eisenberg.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder. Jim Lafferty.
He was after the team after the team on the board.
Ali Lexa. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dex Merrick. Requested and
excused.
Margie Murray. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
He said he'd come away and he had an accomplishment in the early part of the meeting.
Summary requested and excused absent. Lawrence Reyes.
Yep.
John Wenger. Lamont Yakin. Are there any other LC members who are present that I did not call? No. Ken Aaron.
Sorry, Ken, here you go. Does anybody need an agenda?
I count that 13 presents.
We had a few disasters requests for summer reasons in New York on Pacific business, Jim Lafferty, Lafferty Town on Williamsville business, West America's at work, and
John Parker.
John Parker, you had to go. Any objections to using the applicants for summer reasons? Does anybody have a copy of the proposed agenda?
For it to be part of the GM's report or to be included within those 15 minutes.
Thank you.
big bill in the middle of the evening. So, Senator Lottie, would you want to send back to the general manager report, or do you want to have a separate item?
I'd rather have it as a separate item before the GM report. 5 minutes.
Any objection?
To which motion?
The motion was to give him five minutes before the GM report. All in favor? See if I'm raising my hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, all right.
So,
I'd like to change the agenda.
Right.
I'd like to cancel the executive session.
I object. And I'd like to make a motion.
Is that a motion?
Did you make a motion, or if not, will you make one?
My motion is to cancel the executive session from the agenda.
And who seconded it?
And Kim seconded it.
Okay. All right. Discussion.
We've had this subject up in the last three meetings, and the one faction constantly broke up all three meetings and was very impolite and disruptive to the other board members. So as a friend of mine used to say, either shit or get off the fire.
Language. Kim to the staff, we're not in a secure location. This is really like, we have no privacy to have a closed session. I think that's obvious. That would be very difficult to discuss anything and be private. This is an important location.
We still haven't found out if we can still get into this location. And secondly, if you just allow the agenda to go through, then maybe we can figure out executive session once we get to that point in the agenda, as opposed to trying to stop the meeting altogether over this discussion.
Call the question. All right, there's a motion to call the question on striking the executive session from the agenda. Any objections on the question?
I have
so we're going to call the question. Any objections on the question of the motion?
Fine.
Do you want to raise your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12.
Is that a 7 yet?
That was 7 yet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Can you speak a little louder? Oh, I think we're
7 yes and 7 no's on the motion to call the question, so the question is not yet called. It takes a further discussion on the question itself.
Well, we're going to chat about it again, John.
Hello, John. We're locked out of the building. Please come in. We have a quorum. We start the meeting.
Like I said previously, this has been noted.
We're locked out.
Plenty of times. I do not understand why. Well, I understand why. But I think that it's irresponsible for us to not move forward and give a report out to the executive about executive session to the public, since we have an obligation to be making sure that we report out and we have unfinished business in executive session. we're way behind schedule, and we need to make sure that we move forward with the work that we've been doing in executive session. I object to having executive session.
Okay. All right, Kim is back. The next one was Lawrence and John.
Yeah, you know, I sort of object. I think maybe the middle line would be if the facility opens, then, you know, we could have an executive session.
Pardon me?
If the facility opens up, then we could step in and have an executive session. I think we should delay removing it from the agenda.
I think what's unfortunate about this is that the process is hijacked, and tyranny of the majority rules, which ignores a year of the work of the committee, and somehow wants to endow those who didn't bother to even review what they should have reviewed with the power to make decisions, which is completely unfair.
I'm out of order on the question of discussion.
Excuse me, I think it's relevant. And so I think it's very important that we, at the very least, have a secure situation and a secure setting.
Questions were called.
Would you explain, please, for the late arrivals?
For the late arrivals, we're still considering the question of the agenda of tonight's meeting. There's been a motion to strike the executive session from the agenda. We're about to vote on calling the question of that motion.
Executive
session requires
privacy.
The question, again, the question was, the question on striking the executive session from the agenda was called, so we're going to vote on calling the question. So all in favor of calling the question? Roll call vote on calling the question.
Yeah,
calling.
We can do that.
Sure, yeah.
That'd be fine. It's compromise.
All right.
No, he said no. We just said no on the motion.
On the motion. All right, fine.
Okay.
All in favor of calling the question, please signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. All opposed to calling the question, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Did you count, Fred?
Yeah.
Count it again.
Can you have a recount?
I call for roll call vote.
Now.
The secretary called and roll.
Ken Aaron,
yes.
Chuck Anderson,
no.
Ankine Antarum, Rodrigo Argueta, Fred Blair,
yes.
Lydia Bertong,
no.
John Crumshaw,
yes.
John DeCimio,
yes.
Ariana Gladden,
no.
Tej Graywall.
No.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Klunder.
No.
Jim Lafferty's absent. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Brendan Medina.
No.
Mitch Merrick absent. Margie Murray.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
He's in the parking lot.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's in the parking lot.
Okay, were there any cops?
No.
All right. Okay, hold on. We have a vote change.
What is it now?
Blount County.
Remember, the chair doesn't vote except in the case of a tie.
Thank you.
well, in that case, I don't
know. Don't vote.
All right, fine. So what's
well,
what is the count?
Okay.
What's the count?
So I'm not going to answer that. I want to know whether he voted or not.
I can't vote unless it's to make a
point. I watched him vote.
All right, so then I'm going to cancel the vote.
What did he vote?
No. Well, I have to know whether his
don't count my vote. Give us a tally.
Go for it again. Read it off.
Do this.
9 yeses. Eight no's.
Okay. The question has been called on the motion itself to strike the executive session on the agenda.
You can't vote.
On the motion itself, there was a request for a roll call. Please call the roll.
This is the motion to cancel the
to strike the executive session on the agenda. Please call the roll.
Ken Aaron.
Yes, to strike the executive section.
Chuck Sanderson.
No.
Antony Osterholm. Rodrigo Argueta.
Oh.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Persson.
Yes.
Okay.
Lydia
Persson, how do you vote? I can hear. Was that a no?
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
John Simeo.
Yes.
Ariana Grodny.
No.
Tej Graywall.
No.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Klunder.
Of course, no.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
No.
Margie Murray.
Yes.
Michael, okay, Cher is not voting. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
Yes.
Yes.
Ken, you're
not doing the detail, I think.
I make a motion that the TV search be considered invalid because of
You're out of order.
We're just approving the agenda.
Any further amendments to the agenda? Seeing none, any objections to the agenda as approved? Striking the executive session and adding 5 minutes for the...
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Any objections to the agenda as approved, striking the executive session, adding 5 minutes for a...
Objections to the agenda. We need to have executive session.
Okay, so that means to go to the
There
was one objection raised, which was the objection that we should have the executive session. We voted on that, so there's no point to say that as an objection at this point. So without further objection, we'll proceed with the agenda.
Is it appropriate to propose that the executive session proceed if we can guarantee the requisite privacy? I understand coming late, but I understand that was the reason for the cancellation.
It's already been voted on.
It's been voted.
Ordered.
So it was voted on under these circumstances.
Objection.
Out of order.
I want to make a statement.
I heard no.
No, no. Out of order.
Point of order.
Excuse me. The executive session has been stricken on the agenda by majority vote. So we're going to proceed with the agenda as approved by the body.
I move to approve the agenda.
I object.
On the
ball on the ground. I know there's a motion in the governance committee meeting in regards to reviewing the budget.
Of course, I can't hear you. We can't hear you over here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so loud, you know. I'm here.
Be quiet. So
be
you can pay attention.
Okay,
please.
I know there's a motion.
You can't hear over there because of the traffic, brother.
Okay, I know there's a motion in regard to reviewing the budget at the governance committee meeting, and it was on the proposed agenda. It is not on the agenda now.
I didn't do anything. What are you talking about?
My recollection was that we put it on the financial report.
It's on the schedule.
It wasn't on the agenda.
No, it's only here, number 11. Finance committee report,
yeah,
5 minutes.
It is.
No, on the scheduling, number 2. Reyes.
Item 2, scheduling location announcement. Reyes is requesting special level 2 budget meeting.
I'll be requesting a special meeting.
Okay, fine. It's on the agenda.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor. We're going to take the vote on the motion. I call the question.
All right, all in favor of approving the motion, approving the agenda as amended, raise your hand.
Fine.
I tried that and everybody started objecting, so then there was a motion from Mr. Aaron. Please keep your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait.
This is approving the agenda as amended. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed to approving the agenda. Raise your hand.
I don't think you have to vote out there. People need to come in. Everyone in the meeting needs to come into the meeting. It's hard enough looking at everybody here in a circle without seeing people outside the wall.
All in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Approving the agenda.
Yeah, I approve. 7, 8, 9. All opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28
and give me a second to see you. I have to turn around.
Point of information.
Yes.
Is there a bathroom?
Yes. That's what I'm aware of.
Not a car.
Inside.
That's the point of
business. I propose that we move to the peak building and nobody wants to go. We're ready to approve the announcements and minutes approval. Any objections to the minutes that were circulated before the meeting, the draft minutes of the last meeting? Do people have a chance to check over the minutes that were sent out by John Gary prior to the meeting? Any objections? Chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a move? Any objection to approving the minutes? Seeing none, they're approved. Scheduling location announcement of meetings. We have the rest of the meetings for the year set. We have a meeting in November at People's College of Law. That's Saturday, November 17th. We have a meeting in December at the Sepulveda Peace Center, Sepulveda Peace Center, Sepulveda Boulevard. And I mean, the January meeting will also be there.
When is the December meeting?
December meeting, I believe, is the 22nd.
Oh, great. 3 days.
The idea being that it's after the deadline for the election.
That's going to be 3 days before the holiday.
Well, we don't have to have a meeting every month, by the way.
We have to have the December January meetings are practically mandated by the bylaws.
Yeah, could we make the December one earlier? It's too close to the holiday.
That's
no,
so cool.
We can't make it earlier because the election is running until December 15th. It's the meeting at which we see the new board.
Would you repeat the page one more time?
Yeah.
Saturday, November.
I don't think that's correct.
Saturday.
Michael, the election goes to the 11th. They've already certified on the 15th.
I'll make a motion that we reschedule this meeting because of the conditions.
What are we talking about?
The conditions are not appropriate for a board meeting.
The December meeting?
I second that.
I'm with that too.
All right,
I
will consider that a motion to adjourn.
No, on a moment. I have an amendment to that. But we took the time of the GM to come here to make a report. We have public here. I think we could adjourn after the GM and after the band
first.
I second that. I have respect for the public and their effort to come here and the GM.
Well, I always have respect for the public, so I concur with what you can.
All right, thank you.
So why don't we just leave it that the only next scheduled meeting is November 17th, and November 17th may address the question of
December.
And that's the next scheduled meeting is November 17th, Saturday. Saturday, November 17th, will take place. People from
what time?
It's a 1 o'clock meeting. Saturday meetings are always at 1 o'clock.
Okay, so Mr. Reyes, you want to know this is a special LSB budget meeting?
Yes, sir. I'd like to notice it for perhaps 1 hour before the LSB meeting or 1 hour at the end of the LSB meeting.
November 17th,
because this meeting is going to be cut short, Mr. Black.
All right, the motion is to have an additional 1 hour special LSB meeting on the same day as the regular LSB meeting. 1 hour prior, or what? Which is
1 hour prior.
Right, so that would be at 12 o'clock.
Just out of curiosity, what does that mean? A meeting about the budget. What does that mean?
Well, I like the public to know what's in the budget, okay? Because there's stuff in the budget that the public doesn't know about.
So we should be
transparent and inform the public what's in that goddamn budget.
I believe it either is or should be up on the website, the budget, that's public document, and if it's not on the website, it should be on the website. So, I will ask Allie to put the budget on someplace on the website, and that's where it should go. So,
you
it should be up
not
there
you.
And transparent.
You're not in the board. You have to be called on.
Right, so whether it's on the website or not, at this point it might not be germane to the motion. So
point of information, we're scheduled for a meeting on December 19th.
All right, number 19th?
Yeah.
What day of the week is that?
Wednesday.
Okay, so on the calendar.
That's the calendar.
Yeah, we have
to go to your calendar.
I'm sure that day.
Next time on the top of the
Thursday. If I could make a correction to what you mentioned about Lauren. Lauren's request for a special budget meeting, he meant an hour after the LSB meeting.
He said before or after.
I said that. I agree that it was after.
Okay. So on the floor is a motion to add a 1 hour special LSB meeting on the budget after the regularly scheduled meeting on November 17th.
So what time would that be?
That would be
November 17th?
Saturday, November 17th is the next regularly scheduled meeting. That's a 1-4 meeting. So this is
about the budget.
Today is October 17th, is Wednesday. The November meeting is a Saturday, and it's also October 17th.
Okay. I mean, just because I obviously will have to do something for this, I'm not sure what is the expectation of what you want me to present to, I don't know. Well, yeah, I'm talking to Lawrence because he's making the motion. So I'm just curious what, you know, what you're expecting to see or look at or talk about or whatever.
I'm recognized?
Yes.
Okay. The reason is because I want the public to get a sense of what's in that budget and get a sense of what the board members think what's in that budget. And also, since there's no treasurer's report today or no financial report today, I think it's incumbent on us to be responsible enough, you know, to review that budget.
Well, I think you're out of order.
Point of information. The meeting on the 17th is at the People's College of Law, and as I recall, they are strict about our leaving the premises after the scheduled time. So I don't think we can extend it for an hour.
Yeah. My question is, given that we now have more time, since we don't have the executive session, why don't we just discuss the rest of the stuff that's on the budget and possibly have some comments and discussion about the budget, whatever. But we have the time. We're here. We've already driven. Why not just use common sense and expand it?
We voted on striking the executive session. We didn't change anything else about the agenda, unfortunately. So the agenda is what the agenda is.
We can always move to them, yeah.
Michael,
does the secretary know that Ms. Ackerman is here?
I think possibly that there may be a confusion of terms here, the difference between the budget and the financial. I think they're, you know, technically
show up
things,
him and know
but
all
those things should be discussed for a true picture of our finances. And you know, I'm just that's my and I call the vote. I call the vote.
All right, so Ms. Kaufman is calling the question. Any objection to calling the question on Mr. Reyes' motion to add a one-hour special budget meeting? Seeing none. All in favor of adding a one-hour special budget meeting on November 17th, before or after, depending on what we can organize with People's College of Law, signify by raising your hand. Okay, all in favor of a one-hour special budget meeting on November 17th, that's Mr. Reyes' motion. Before or after, depending on what we can organize with People's College of Law, raise your hand.
Before and after your own.
Okay, so all in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Closed.
You didn't count Lydia.
Yes, okay. I did.
And then I'm
opposed.
Standing out there. You know,
it's
not
here. 1, 2, abstentions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So motion carries.
Michael, did we take a vote on the availability of moving right now to the Peace Center?
No.
Nobody was in the
office.
No, that's all we've already done. It's going to be really back to going to
the no, there was no vote on that.
There was an agreement.
You don't make agreements, you take votes. The next item on the agenda is the implementation follow-up and action items. I will do a mea culpa. I have an action item to request from Governor Duncan the ability to get an LSG letterhead, and I would like to do so. So if we can arrange that, then we would appreciate it. And it was to put the board members down
Can I have information? I mean, that has to be changed every year, sometimes a couple of times a year as the board changes. So you need to figure out, they're not going to print new letterhead a couple of times a year to accommodate this?
We're not talking about printing a new letterhead. We're talking about making a machine that we can Xerox and send a letter out on.
I have not met most of you.
Yeah.
And
we've met.
And you know, I don't envy your work here. I'll just say that. But if there's anything you can come around together on, I hope it's golden news.
Sure.
Okay. I have some prepared comments. I've waited literally years for this station to reprioritize its news. After this newsroom was gutted, we were left with 1.5 people to cover Southern California. That's Ernesto and me. And yes, I'm half a person. Over 3 years ago, it was with great trepidation that we began our collaboration with KPFA. Would Los Angeles' news get lost in the shuffle? Would we be under the editorial boot of someone we don't see eye to eye with? Well, it turns out that it's worked for over 3 years. The collaboration is invaluable to us. It's allowed us to focus on high-quality local stories, rich with sound from the field, and deliver a better radio news product. Just last week, I ran a story that had a very important interview subject based in the Bay Area. Because of our good relationship with KPFA, I was able to have the interview recorded in their studios on their production time. And as a result, all of our listeners across the state benefited from a great-sounding interview. The story was an update from protests I covered last year, where activists dressed as Mickey and Minnie Mouse chained themselves to the front door of Disney headquarters in Burbank. It was a fantastic local story with global significance. It's the kind of great news story that Ernesto, I, and our volunteers over the years have been welcome to run on the 6 p.m. newscast. There is no bar to Los Angeles' news on the Pacifica Evening News. I've even had a high school student, albeit a very, very talented young woman, produce stories that aired on the news hour. There's always room on the news for quality reporting. And who stepped up to give our award-winning morning show, Sojourner Truth with Margaret Prescott, a headline package in the morning that includes local Los Angeles news at no cost to us? KPFA did. Their morning producer, she was on the clock, she does it. Please don't put our collaboration in jeopardy. It's worked for 3 years, an imperfect solution to keep our costs down while getting our stories aired across the entire state. Not to mention helping individuals in the Central Valley get their important stories covered too. But as the logic goes, we need to prioritize ourselves. And I agree, and I urge you, please focus on bringing us afternoon headlines. We have a local news drought from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Focus on bringing us beat field reporter positions. Phone tape produced in studio does not equal bringing the sound of the streets to the airwaves of KPFK. By moving Ernesto and or me off the streets and into the station, you're taking away a critical piece of our already diminished flexibility to cover the news of Southern California. You would bar us from covering events that occur at these hours. You with threatened crashed deadlines if we simply have to cover something important occurring in the afternoon. And then for a moment, I just want to discuss formatting. This is radio crap stuff. News production 101. The news of the day creates the format. The format comes from what's happening on that day. By imposing any kind of time length on a topic, like 15 minutes of local news cutaway, you would force producers to work around an arbitrary jigsaw piece when constructing the news. This would absolutely result in cutting time off of interesting stories and lengthening time on less interesting stories as needed in order to meet the time deadline. It's a logistical nightmare. Without going into more details on that, both here and at KPFA. And for what benefit? To raise visibility for local news on KPFK. But in order to accomplish it, you're pulling a reporter off the streets. We're already juggling news events, working with volunteers, research, and production demands. And you want to chain someone to the news desk every single day and lower the flexibility of our skeleton crew. Right now we produce an average of 8 field reported stories a week. Requiring a new cutaway segment, ironically, will reduce that number possibly to 3 field reported stories a week. Events we would have covered in person in the past will not be covered because our staff will be stuck inside the newsroom. We support and believe in local news. So do the producers at KPFA. By combining our resources, we've been able to collaborate and produce a better newscast with more local reporting than either of our stations can produce on their own. We can't produce additional local quality content without more staff. We would love to have you commit yourselves to raising money for a new producer's position. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you. I saw a couple of lines that went up while that was going on, so I saw Mr. Lunder, Aaron and Rosalie. Yeah. So try to keep your remarks to about 90 seconds.
Yeah. Dan, my name is John Winger. I think this board is completely in support of what you're speaking of. There may be some details, but I have moved to bring the news department back to the level under, what's his name, the Indian fellow. And the idea was never to take a minute away from what you're doing, but only to add things. This idea of the cutaway, that's an Alan Minsky plan, first proposed to the LSB, and then we heard it through, you know, maybe I guess the concurrent court. Of Bernard, but that's an Alan Minskyism, so you should direct it to your management. I have moved, we didn't pass it, but I'd like to bring back 6 people in the newsroom and increase, not choose between local news and national news. I want both. I want to add news, not subtract. So you have my support, and I'd be happy to talk about it.
Can I respond?
We only have 5 minutes total, and I think we're just going to get some comments back to you.
Okay, I'll just say afternoon headlines.
Rodrigo. Yeah, Rodrigo. Sure. So I just want to ask you to how hours the end was. You take up the issue. Okay, I think we're going to have to have the DNS back on the agenda, so we have a question. Mr. Aaron?
Just 3
questions. I think it was 3. How many hours do you work and have to work a week? Because, you know,
I'm part-time,
understand.
He's full-time.
Pardon me?
I'm part-time, he's full-time.
What does that mean, 20 and 40?
Yeah,
you do. Okay, about, is that what you really do?
Yeah, I do 24.
Okay, are there any other outlet besides terrestrial radio, KPFA, and KPFK for the product that you create? Is it going out on a podcast or some other station?
None of my reports that air on Pacifica go anywhere else but on Pacifica.
Okay, and explain to me, I don't listen to the news, the local news from Minnesota or even New York or Dallas. Why do I want to hear about the problems in Oakland?
Well, really can't imagine why the issues of Richmond explosion are not interesting to you. We share a lot with what's going on across the state. Even in the Central Valley, there's a lot of issues that I personally find massively important.
Thank you. But
okay.
I'd like to extend for another 5 minutes.
Well, we had a stack. I think we'll leave the stack.
No, we're totally on the stack.
Yeah, I'm saying we had a stack. We'll leave the stack. So we had
Brenda.
So my comment is one, I'm so in favor of local news because although I do feel it's important to learn about NorCal news, we haven't had enough local news available for people. That is one of the reasons why we've driven away so many listeners, because we lack to provide local news. We're at KPRW and KPCC supplement a lot of people's news for local news. So I still want local news, and if we have to cut away 15 minutes from KPCC radio, then that's what we need to do. And we need to make sure that we figure that out.
Okay, well, I'd still like to respond to that. Local news on the radio, on KPFK, local news needs to be on the outside. We need local news all the time.
I think it's time.
Right.
So
what time is it? People want to extend the pleasure?
I'd like to extend it 5 minutes. Or to the back of the complete.
Well, all in favor of the extension? Raise your hand.
To the back of the complete.
Well, all in favor of the extension of 5 minutes? Raise your hand.
I stand.
All right, we're going to move the agenda to the general manager's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for coming, Dan.
Are you going to leave? Can you stay for the public comment? It's very important.
No.
We are the public.
No.
It's not just the board. Some of us here are in the public.
No. You're not on the agenda, please.
You know,
I would like to start by thanking Dan. His passion is very clear and very obvious, and I appreciate that. Fundrive is underway. We finish on Monday, 6 o'clock, just before the final presidential debate. Monday the 22nd, when I left the building, we were at $509,000. So we had to get today when I left, our day total was over $51,000. So that was one out of the box. This is a bit of a thing. Everybody appreciates that, so I'll do what I can do. All I'll tell you is that the report is quite comprehensive about what's been happening in outreach and development, some of the changes that have happened during the last few months in terms of programming. It mentions local news, strangely enough, and some new programs that debuted over the summer. There's a few things to do with operations there. It seemed to me that every time I came to this meeting in the past, I was telling you there was something wrong with the air conditioning, and we haven't had any serious problems with the air conditioning in some time now. So that's worth recognizing. Murphy's Law being what it is, we've discussed at big budget meetings several times the cost of our telephone system and its maintenance. The day before the fund drive started, our phone room fell over completely. The computer that drives the phone room, the motherboard died on that. So we had to jerry-rig something to get through the first few days while we could get a new board and the old one is being repaired. But, you know, that's the way things go at the day, as far as I'm aware. Studio is generally operating well. We had to get a new on-air audio system because that collapsed on us a few months back, but that's been installed now and is operating extremely well. Most of the translators and the transmitter are operating well. Cash and bank at the end there, it's $333,000. That is before what has been collected so far in this fund drive. And total payables are at $42,000. I think that's probably enough for me.
Okay, so we'll take
I just want to say one more thing. We did
Or you can just
wait. Excuse me. Wait for public comment.
We did a targeted campaign for a fund to buy a new transmitter, and so far that has returned us about $5,500. Marcia suggested to me this morning, and I think it's a good idea, that I distribute the letter that I sent out to people who were mainly major donors from the last five or so years. Most, and some of those people who hadn't given in the last 2 years. And we got donations totaling $5,500. One of them was for $1,500, one was for $1,000. We expected a better response, but, you know, it's still relatively early days. But what Margie suggested, and I think it's a good idea, is I've genericized the letter that I sent out, and I'll hand a copy to everybody here. So if you feel like sort of talking to your friends or anyone that you know who you think might be able to contribute about that, we would appreciate any input from that as well.
Thank you. So we'll just turn around.
You know, the board has been talking about doing a fundraiser, so I'd like to suggest that we each take this letter and perhaps copy it, sign our name as, you know, a board member, or some people that are here, potential board members or interested parties or love KPFK people. Send it to five people that you may think perhaps have not been a member of the station that could give. And then I think maybe you should ID the letter with your name, and then Bernard could report back if this was successful or not. I think we're always looking for a way to add to the subscriber base. That's my comment. My consent.
Okay. Why isn't the fund drive money in here?
That's from the financials up to September, which will come back today.
You said the date was as of...
Well, what I mean is the September cutoff.
So your date of your numbers here is September 30th?
It's, I think, a week after September 30th or something. But those September finals financials came back, I think, today.
But that you put out your GM report like yesterday or the day before. So I'm just, what is the date? You're saying what is the date of these of your numbers?
The numbers are as at the end of September, with about, I think, receipts of $18,000 for the fund drive. I don't have an exact total on that. I asked Anthony that pretty much daily.
I'm not getting clarity on your numbers. You also didn't write here how much we owe Central Services, and I don't totally understand what Dan's plan is, what he's talking about, but I am, you know, I need to see numbers, like I hear hiring new people and all that kind of stuff. So I want to see a budget. I want to see hard numbers. That's what I need to see in order to
even. I haven't been hiring new people.
Oh, I did.
Dan asked the board to prioritize that.
Mm-hmm.
I heard.
Well, I'm not seeing a concrete plan, and I'd like to see that. So what are the essential services? You know, it's not on here. Can you please tell me what the date of, like tomorrow, what the date of your figures are?
Right.
Thank you.
Have we addressed the issue that Berkeley extends our fund drive by probably a couple of weeks a year, because they are in fund drive at least a week before we are, and they're asking people for money before we are?
Sure.
There are a couple of points to make with respect to that. Yes, we have. In fact, I talked to Andrew about synchronizing our December drives as soon as we can do it. And then, about a day after that, he decided to have a week off their drive, and they're going back at the drive at the end of November. So we have to renegotiate that again, and I can't see us going at the drive at the end of November because we're finishing on Monday.
No.
So, I mean, that changed literally within a day. In fact, at 11 o'clock that morning, he said on the GM's conference call that their drive was finishing the Friday of the following week, and that very day he put out a memo at the end of the day to say they were finishing the following day.
Other questions for you?
Yeah, just a question and a comment.
All right, I'll come over there, right?
Oh, okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to see me as long as you can hear me. I'll be okay with that.
What?
I'll take it personal.
What?
A couple things, okay. I mean, I'm practically screaming.
Please.
I'm practically screaming. I mean, anyway. So,
you know, I appreciate your outreach efforts, you know, and especially getting into the schools and bringing in youth. And I appreciate that. You know, I think this board should be ashamed of itself, because Michael and Margie convened a fundraising committee meeting, and it was just me, Michael, and Margie. Where was everybody else? I mean, if you're serious about bringing local news, and if you're serious about helping the station in crisis, why don't you do something? Why don't you come to these meetings and share some ideas and do something? This board used to do something. They used to raise money. We haven't had one fundraiser because for some reason, people don't want to get together with us. And we can't get together. We can get together. I work with Margie. I work with Ken. I work with, you know, with people that, you know, we don't agree with all the time. You know, but the bottom line is the station is in crisis. Pacifica is in crisis. And we want to attack the manager. We want to attack Dan Fritz. And we want to attack, you know, the local news. But the bottom line is that nobody has gotten off their buttocks to do one darn thing, to lift one finger to bring money into the station.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question for the general manager. I'm asking for an explanation, please, to both the board and to the public for your reasoning regarding implementing the Spanish language programming. After the body had voted to rescind the executive director's decision to not implement this 5 additional hours, and it's been passed by the national board, and Alan Minsky, the interim director, has not received your direction after it's been passed here, and it has not happened since the last board meeting after it's been brought up. Can you please offer an explanation with the reasoning for why you are holding your breath on that direction?
There was no direction from the executive director to do that. In fact, there was a directive not to do it at that stage. That executive director is not there now. There has been no discussion with the new executive director, but that's what I have to have. Because the DMV director is to do it.